The Gemara says, "Posen bechvod achsanya." So, first of all, I just want to say that I've heard many wonderful things about this program, and it's an honor and privilege for me to be here participating in this extremely important program. I want to start with go ahead a little bit, but don't get nervous. We'll go back. I'm going to start with the Ramban, his introduction to Sefer Shmos. Ramban is an introduction to Sefer Shmos, telling us what the subject matter of Sefer Shmos is. It says, "Acharei shehishlam ha-yitzira hishlam Sefer Echa minyan ha-masa ha-bo min ha-ramozim ha-ei," meaning that in Sefer Bereishis there were references in Ramozim to Yitzias Mitzrayim, of course, Brisbane Abbasorim, like we had a couple of weeks back, etc. And Sefer Shmos is about the Geula. Right? It's about the Geula. So what do we have? We have the Geula. Yitzias Mitzrayim. Shiyotum mi Mitzrayim, afo pi shiyotum beis avodim, adayin yachshibu golim. Okay, you be'eret lo lahem nevuchim b'midbar. Even though Klal Yisrael went out from Egypt, they went out from Mitzrayim, they were in the Midbar. They were still exiled. They were still wandering aimlessly. There was no settlement on the part of Klal Yisrael. Shabol har Sinai v'yotzu ha-mishkan v'shava kodesh baruch hu v'hishra shchinasa b'neihem ashavu el ma'alas ha-baisam. So, this phrase from the Ramban I want to understand. So therefore the Ramban says Yitzias Mitzrayim wasn't enough. That's not sufficient. There had to be Kabbalah Satorah. Right? So of course Sefer Shmos doesn't end with Yitzias Mitzrayim, even though it's Sefer Geula. It continues till Yitzias Mitzrayim, till Kabbalah Satorah, till Har Sinai. But Sefer Shmos doesn't end there. One might think, okay, so Sefer Geula is what? Yitzias Mitzrayim and Kabbalah Satorah. Why doesn't Sefer Shmos end with Kabbalah Satorah? So says the Ramban, Shabol Har Sinai, Ve'asu HaMishkan, V'shav HaKadosh Baruch Hu V'hishra Shchinasa Beinayim. It wasn't enough to have just Kabbalah Satorah. There had to be also the Asiyas HaMishkan. Sefer Shmos, Sefer Geula ends with the Mishkan. Why? Because then Hishra Shchinasa Beinayim, then the Shechina was with Klal Yisrael, and Shavu El Ma'alas Avosam, Oz Shavu El Ma'alas Avosam. Then Klal Yisrael, Bnei Yisrael, returned to the level of their forefathers. This is a phrase that always baffled me. What does this mean? What's this Ma'alas Avosam, the level of their forefathers, that was achieved not with Yitzias Mitzrayim and not with Kabbalah Satorah, but can only be achieved with the building of the Mishkan? What's the Ramban referring to here, that the building of the Mishkan is what was required and necessary for Klal Yisrael to return to the level of their forefathers? What is this level of their forefathers, and why was it so necessary to reach the level of our forefathers in order for the entire Geula process to be complete? And there's an incredible explanation given by the Or Gedaliah. Or Gedaliah is a sefer written by Rav Gedal Yeshur, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, who's a Rashiv in Torah Das, Nifter 25, 30 years ago. And he says like this. And here's the connection to our parsha. He says the Ma'alas Avosam that the Ramban is referring to is alluded to in our parsha. What happened in our parsha, everybody knows. Eliezer goes to find a wife of Yitzchak. Yitzchak meets Rivka. And what's the first thing that Yitzchak does when he meets Rivka? So the pasuk tells us, Vayiriyeho Yitzchak ho'ohelo Sara imo. Vaytachas Rivka batilo l'isha vayel veho vayinachem Yitzchak acharei imo. First thing that Yitzchak did was he brought Rivka into the tent of his mother Sara. And Rashi tells us what happened when he brought her into the tent, right? Vayivyeho olav arehi sara imo. Klomar v'naseis dugmas sara imo. He brought her into the tent, and all of a sudden, it returned to the way it was during the lifetime of his mother Sara Imi. Shakol zman shesara kayemes hayaner dolok merev Shabbos leerev Shabbos. As long as Sarah was alive, it was a candle lit from erev Shabbos to erev Shabbos. Ubracha mitzuya be'isa, and there was a bracha found in the dough. Ba'anan kashur ala ohel, and there was a cloud of glory on the tent of Sarah Imenu. Umishemesa pasku. When Sarah Imenu died, it stopped. Shabbos Rivka Chazra. So Rivka came into the tent. They came down. So the Argus Daniel says an amazing thing. This Jewish home needed to be recreated in order for the Geula of Klal Yisrael to be complete. When the Ramban says that the Geula of Klal Yisrael was not complete until the building of the Mishkan, because only then did they go back to the level of their forefathers, he's referring specifically to Sarah Imenu. And he's referring specifically to the home, to the tent, to the house of Sarah Imenu. And this was brought back to Klal Yisrael, this level of Ashroyas Ashchina was brought back to Klal Yisrael through the building of the Mishkan. How so? What were the midas of the house of Sarah Imenu? Ner Daluk Me'erev Shabbos Le'erev Shabbos. That's the Hadlokas HaMenorah in the Mishkan. Bracha Metzuya Be'isa. That's the Lechem upon him in the Mishkan. The Anan Kashur Ala Ohel. There was a cloud of glory on her tent, on the tent of Sarah Imenu. That is a reference to the last pasuk in Sefer Shmos that tells us, Ki anan Hashem ala mishkan yoimo. Every single day there was an anan on the mishkan. There's a very important yisod there, the fact that the anan is on the mishkan every single day. There's a famous Vilna Gaon that says, that the avoda of Yom Kippurim, Parshas Achrei Mos, Ki be'anon ere ala kapayres, the Vilna Gaon says that in the Mishkan, the famous Kasha, you read Parshas Achrei Mos, the avoda is Yom Kippurim, and there's no reference to Yom Kippur. You have the whole avoda. The very end of the Parsha, the Torah tells us, when is all this done? It's done, achat bashanan Yom Kippur. But the whole time we're reading, there's no reference to Yom Kippur whatsoever. This is a very famous Vilna Gaon that says that the reason is very simple. Because, in theory, this Avodah can be done any day when? Ki ba'anan, whenever there's an anan. And therefore, says the Vilna Gaon, since there was an anan every single day in the Midbar on the Mishkan, Aaron HaKohen could have done Avodah Yom Kippur every single day of the year. Every single day. For future generations, this, we don't have a Mishkan anymore. We don't have a non ala Mishkan anymore. So therefore, for future generations, this Avodah can only be done once a year when there are special conditions prevailing in Klal Yisrael. That's Yom Kippur, of course. But in the Mishkan, when there was Anan Hashem ala Mishkan Yoimam every single day of the year, says the Vilna Gaon, Aaron HaKohen, Kohen Gadol, could have gone in to Kodesh HaKadoshim and done the entire Avodas Yom HaKippurim. So it comes out that what the Ramban is referring to is that we didn't return to the level of our forefathers till we had the Mishkan. We didn't get back the house of Sarah Imenu till the Mishkan. Once we had the Mishkan, we had that same level of Hashreis Hashchina that we had during the time of Sarah Imenu. It's an amazing yisod that you see that the home of Sarah Imenu wasn't just a home of mitzvahs, which of course it was. It was the makom hashreyas hashchina. Now we know that whenever there's hashreyas hashchina, whenever there's kedusha,
there also comes along with that kedusha limitations. The Ramban also says in the beginning of Parshas Truma, the Ramban says that the Mishkan that Klal Yisrael commanded was a way of recreating, reenacting, and keeping with Klal Yisrael Kabbalah Satorah. That just like there was, of course, incredible and unbelievable Hashroyas Hashchin at the time of Kabbalah Satorah, couldn't have been a such, we have to somehow maintain that. Couldn't be a situation where we had that amazing experience and it's over, it's gone, never to be experienced again. So therefore, as a way of somehow keeping as much as possible the experience, the level of Kedusha, of Kabbalah Satorah with us, Kadosh Baruch Hu commanded us to build a Mishkan, and within, by having the Mishkan with us, it was a way of keeping that Kedusha, that Hashroyas Hashchina of Kabbalah Satorah with us throughout our experience, Klal Yisrael's experience in the Midbar. But of course, then he describes the different similarities. One similarity, because we know that when Klal Yisrael received the Torah, there were borders, there were limitations. Couldn't get too close. We weren't allowed, Klal Yisrael were not allowed to go up to the mountain. And similar in the Mishkan, there are clear and defined boundaries of where one may go. We just gave an example of Avodas Yom Kippur, Achad Bashana. At least for generations, once a year. Can anyone enter the Kodesh HaKodeshim? And even then, it's only the Kohen Gadol doing the Avodas Yom HaKippurim. And then there's the Kodesh, and there's the Azara. Going backwards, you go the other way. But the point is that there are clear demarcations and boundaries and borders of Kedusha, where one may go and when one may go to the different places. So in that way, the Mishkan again resembles Kabbalah Satorah by having these clear borders and lines of demarcation. So we've established that the house of Sarah Imenu was like a little Mishkan. And just like the Mishkan needs to have clear, defined borders and boundaries, so too the house of Sarah Imenu had clear, defined borders and boundaries. The Medrash tells us that when Avram Avinu was maspid, his wife Sarah, he said over the psukim for Mishlei, which we say every Friday night, Eish Yischayel Mi Yimtza. He said over Eish Yischayel, and explained how the different parts of Eish Yischayel, of course, related to his Eish Yischayel, to Sarah Imenu. And when he came to the words that we say every Friday night, Darshat Semer Upishtim, says the Medrash, how does Darshat Semer Upishtim relate to Sarah Imenu? Darshat Semer Upishtim, says the Medrash, Ben Yishmael LeYitzchak. As Sarah said to Avram Avinu, Garesh es ben ho'amo hazos. Everybody knows that there's an Isra of Kilayim, Shatnes, Semer u'pishtim. Can't have Semer and Pishtim together. Wool and flax, linen. Can't have it together. Says the Medrash, the Mefarshim on the Medrash explain, Semer is Yitzchak. Semer was Yitzchak. Shmo was Pishtim. The Mefarshim explained that the basis of Semer and Pishtim, the Kelaim of Semer and Pishtim. Yes, that's right. That it was the different Karbonos that Kain and Hevel brought, right? That Kain brought Pishtim, and Hevel brought Son, Semer, right? The shearings of the sheep, Semer, right? So Yishmo was Pishtim. And Yitzchak, of course, Sarah. And Sarah said, listen, you can't have Kilayim in the house. You can't have Semer and Pishtim together. You have to send away Yishmael from the house. And we all know Avram's reaction. Avram's reaction is, well, how could I do that? My son, How could I send them away from my house?
Well, you all know the Kadosh Baruch Hu said, right? Kol Asher Tamari Lecha Sarah Shema B'Kailah. You have to listen to Sarah. You have to listen to your wife. You have to listen to Sarah Meinu.
She has this level of Ruach HaKodesh, this level of prophecy. Apparently, Chazal tell us that Avram didn't have.
And she understood you couldn't have the two together.
And this is a continuation of the same thing. In order to have Kedusha, there have to be borders and boundaries. It can't just be endless. I can't just avail myself of everything whenever I want. No, there has to be borders and boundaries. And we have to separate. Can't have Kilayim in the Mishkan. Can't have Kilayim in the Jewish home. Separate the Tzemer and Pishtim. Yitzchok in, Yishmael out. That was the Midah of Sarah Imeinu. Without that ability to define, clearly define and separate, you can't have the Kedusha. Now, according to Chazal, it's not like Avraham, Chas v'Shalom, didn't have this at all. Shmuel was his son. That's a tough one. But of course, Avraham understood the concept of Temer and Pishtim very well. And there's a different medrash on this week's parsha, which I think exemplifies Avraham's understanding of this concept certainly as well. The pasuk tells us, a famous pasuk, also at the beginning of the parsha, right? The Avraham Zokein Bo Bayomim Hashem Be'erachas Adam Baka. There's a Gevaldik of Medrash. You didn't find it. The Gevaldik of Medrash, I'll do it as best as I can by heart. The Avraham Zokein Bo Bayomim. Avraham Zokein, he became an old man. What does it mean, the Avraham Zokein? The Medrash says that Avraham said, listen, I'm a zokein. I'm an old person. But I don't have seva. I don't have seva. Give me seva. I need to have one half seva as well. So Kadosh Baruch Hu gives him the seva in addition to the zikna. What's the pshat in the midrash? What does it mean? So the pshat is that up until the point of Avram Avinu, people got old. We see references. Last week's parsha, maybe we'll come back to this in a minute, by the people of Stomi, Navi Hadzakein, there certainly was a concept of Zikna in terms of people aging. It's like people didn't age. But the aging that people underwent was not somehow expressed outwardly. There was no physical manifestation of this aging process. And Avram said, can't be. There has to be a way that an older person, you can tell he's an older person. Halbonas haseir, there has to be that a person's hair needs to come white with age. There has to be that there needs to be a certain hadraspanim, a certain look on a person's face that you recognize that this person has lived a long time. And of course, for us, we know as well that zikna doesn't only mean a chronological fact that a person is now upwards in age. But Chazal tells us that zikna means zekana chokma. This is a person who's lived and learned and studied and acquired wisdom. There has to be a separation between young and old. The young need to respect the old. And if there's no clear indication, if there's no clear recognition of the boundaries between an old person and a young person, doesn't work. You know what happens when there's no clear recognition between young and old? You have what we had by Stomi, Narva Atzokain, and Rashi says the young ones, they started the Aveira. They pushed ahead. The young ones, they started this whole banging down the door of Lot. It has to be clear. There's old people and there's young people. And there's obligations that young people have towards old people. And there needs to be an ability for us to clearly recognize who's old and who's young. So from that time on, the Avraham Zaken Baba Yamim Chazal Darshan, the pasuk to be teaching us, Avraham was the first Zaken. He was the first person that it was clear and recognizable that he was a Zaken. So that even though Avraham Avinu was in his chesed we identify with outpouring of acts of kindness and giving to others, there has to be limitations and borders even on chesed. You have to understand that an old person doesn't have those obligations, so the young person, and the young person certainly has those obligations, so the older person. And perhaps the clearest example, and perhaps to fine tune this idea that in chesed there has to be borders. Chesed is not just stam. Chazal darshan on the pasuk towards the end of the parasha, Avram Avinu, it says, "Vayitein Avram es kol asher lo liYitzchok." Avram gave everything he had over to Yitzchok, and Chazal, Rashi brings down here, Omar Rabbi Nechemia, Birchas Daitikina Samu Sha'amalo HaKadosh Baruch Hu Avram V'Heyei Bracha HaBrachos Mesuyos V'Yodcha Levarchas Misha Tirtze V'Avram Masram V'Yitzchok. He gave what he gave him, everything he had, what it means that he gave him, that he gave him his legacy, that Yitzchok was the continuation of the line of Avram Avinu. And this particular ability that Avram had of bracha, of giving to others, was passed on to Yitzchak. And what does the next pasuk say? The next pasuk says, "V'levnei hapilag shim asher la'Avraham nosan Avraham matanis." He gave them presents. Gave them presents. What's presents? Generally speaking, halacha, we understand, a present is something in which I give somebody something and I don't receive anything in return. Generally speaking, I give somebody something, I receive payment, right? So we might identify that's din. Din is, all right, I'm going to give you a sefer, you give me back some money, you're paying me for the sefer. Chesed, right, I don't have to give you anything, I don't owe you anything. And pay me any money that I have to give you something in return. Stam, I give you a present. So one might call a maton a chesed. It's chesed. I like you, I'm giving you a present. It's your birthday, I'm giving you a present. Or stam, I like you, I'm giving you a present. It's not your birthday, I'm giving you a present. Either way, matona, give you understood as chesed. So there's a sfasemis that says, absolutely not. There's chesed and there's matona. Livnei Apilak Shim, Avram Avinu gave matanos. He gave them a present. When I give somebody a present, I probably maybe would like the person to say thank you. I would like him to appreciate, but you know, not necessarily. I'm giving you a present. I want to give you a present. When there's chesed, there has to be a certain amount of din in chesed. It can't be stam yesh me'ayin. Chesed can't be without any basis whatsoever. I'm giving you more than you deserve. I'm doing lifnim mishuras hadin. Beyond the letter of the law. You don't really deserve what I'm giving you. I'm giving you more. That's chesed. But chesed has to have some basis. And what Avram Avinu did was, he passed on his bracha, his ability of giving with chesed, that he gave on to Yitzchak Avinu. He gave him chesed. Livnei apilak shem yitzchak gave them matanos. Like I said, matana, you don't have to appreciate it, you don't have to acknowledge it, you don't have to have any connection to it. I give you a present. But chesed has to be a basis. We don't just ask for chesed from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. There has to be some basis. Whatever it is. Like the Gemara says, peacefully, peaceful shamachat, something. Just give me some basis. Give me the I'm referring to the Gemara in Yuma, right? Give me some, an opening, like the eye of a needle, and I'll give you peaceful shalula. But start. There has to be a starting point. There has to be a basis. It can't be just stam hefker. Can't be tohu vavohu. There has to be with a basis. Even chesed has halachas. Matanis, there are no halachas for matanis. I just don't give presents whenever I walk. L'mea pilachim nasa matanis. So it comes out that all these wonderful, beautiful ideas and concepts that we learn from Avram and Sarah in building their home, a home of chesed, a home of kedusha, a home of Hashreis Hashchina that was on such a high level that the Ramban says the Geula of Mitzrayim wasn't complete until Klal Yisrael were able to reach that level once again, which they did with the building of the Mishkan. This beautiful home of Kedusha, of Chesed, of giving, has to have clear borders and boundaries. It can't be just open-ended. The Kedusha certainly has to have borders and boundaries. If it doesn't belong, get it out! Semeru Pishtim! Can't be together in a Jewish home! Can't have, this is my room for Kedusha, this is my room for... No! That's Kilayim! That's Shatnez! And even the giving! Avram Ish Chesed! Understood. Is young and old. A house is not one man, one vote. There's the parents and there's the children. There's the older people and the younger people. There's Kibbutz Ovar Eim. There's Vahadarta Pnei Zakein. We have obligations. Not everybody's equal, even in the age of democracy. And our chesed and our giving has to be clearly thought out. It's not always so good to be just on getting matanas. Presents, that's livnei ha-pilak shin. We need to focus on chesed. Chesed is that there's a basis, there's a connection, there's an understanding of where it comes from. If we dive in and ask for chesed, and then we say, who gave that to us? That's not chesed. The matana, the person can say, who gave that for us? Like the Gemara says, you know, Gemara in Shabbos, smear it on the kid's face, so that matana, there's no real shaychus, doesn't have to be. Definitionally speaking, there doesn't have to be a shaychus to the person who's giving it, but chesed there has to be. So that chesed and kedusha and taira are the foundations of the Jewish home. But just like in the Mishkan, and just like we see by Sarah Imenu, Darshat Semer Upishtim, who created the Jewish home, it can't be with Kilayim. There have to be clear distinctions and borders in the Jewish home.